pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this point, we're down to board president comments, and I don't have anything at this point. Superintendent comments.
Okay. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday recess. It's crazy to think this is our first meeting since December before Christmas. We returned here back to school on January 6th, and our winter athletics program is in full swing. Students are performing well, seem to be having a good time. We've had a few events. I've had the opportunity a couple of them that I've had an opportunity to attend. We've had a legislative breakfast over at BOCES where we had the opportunity to meet with the legislators from the region and share our ideas for the state budget as well as legislative changes that we're looking for in the next budget season. Warrensburg offered a rural schools forum back a couple of weeks ago, and David Little from the Rural Schools Association was there as the presenter. If you've never seen Dave Little speak before, it's interesting. So he's a gentleman you should try to get out to if there's a school board meeting or anything he's going to be speaking. He's full of information, and also he's quite comical. I'd like to thank Mr. Montville for hosting yet another movie night this past Friday. Nice turnout. The kids all seem to have a great time. And Ben, I don't see Ben. Oh, Ben is here. Ben, why don't you talk about the caboose?
Well, so this caboose in Thurman, like Pat had mentioned before, caught my attention. It was used as a concession booth one day, and it had sat in Thurman for 2 years at the train station. So I thought, why not? Let's get it at the school. And then my wife was like, why don't we use it as our concession stand? So talking with Mr. Keller and then bringing it up to Mr. D and Mr. Redman, and we kind of came up with a plan on what to do. I contacted the county. They did vote to surplus the caboose, so they put it out to bid, and we had asked them to donate it to our school and that we would get it moved here, but they never really made a decision on that. They put it out to bid, so we did bid on it. I made it there at 2:59 when the bids were due at 3. That was an interesting trip to the I called ahead of time to find out where the office was because I was running. And then last Wednesday, they notified us that they voted to reject all the bids they received.
We were the high bidder.
We were the high bidder.
Oh, really?
So,
that's even worse.
Yeah, so a couple months in the making, and they just want to see it sit and waste away to nothing.
That's too bad.
So but thank you, Ben, for your hard work.
Yeah,
I'm glad to get that here. You did a lot of legwork.
Not over yet. You might see it on the back of my truck one day when you
get it. That I want
to be. If you're able to tow that thing with your truck, I will be impressed.
It's got to be a four.
So again, Ben, thank you for your hard work on that. We've got a drama club basket party coming up this weekend, February 1st. Hard to believe is this weekend, February 1st?
Yes.
So that's always a big event. So if you've got the opportunity to come out and check out that basket party, there's always lots of great stuff. And that is all I have for comments.
Thank you. There is no old business, so we will move forward to board and staff reports. Treasurer reports.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve treasurer reports that have been submitted. Kate, do you have anything particularly you would like to add?
No, I think all revenue collections have been right along the line as last year, so things are looking good.
Thank you.
Great.
Do we have a motion to approve those reports?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do you have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. LaChapelle. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. items requiring board action.
Approval of board minutes.
Approval of board minutes.
I would like to recommend or take action to approve the minutes from December 16 of 2019.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of CSE minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the CSE minutes from 10:23, 11:18, 25, 12:04, 6, 18, and January 7th, where he has been busy.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Brooks, I think. Any discussion?
I just had one question for moving forward. Could we get, if it's a student that's placed out of district, an estimate on what the transportation requirements are going to be? Are they on a bus, in a van? Is there a one-on-one aid required?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I'd like to see moving forward.
I think we had it once. I thought I provided that.
A student that's placed in Fort Edward. Just an indication of how they're getting there. If it's on a bus, do they need an aid?
Right. So it typically won't change every month.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
would you like them just to change? We don't see each student site recommendation every month, correct? So the one that I see here that is dated 12/6, recommended school is Fort Edward.
Mm-hmm.
We probably didn't see the same student last year or last month with a recommendation. I don't imagine.
It's student ID, looks like 250 10.
Mm-hmm. I know you're talking about. I think I'd
sent Patrick an example of it.
Yeah, we sent that out.
Yeah. But I didn't realize that you're looking for it monthly.
No, well,
because the transportation doesn't typically change. And when you're looking at these things, because they're in a particular school, it might have been a counseling change, it might have been an OT or PT change. So would it be more advantageous if we just provide any time there's a transportation change? So you had that information?
Yeah, I mean, look, I can't sit here today and say that there's another student here that goes to the St. Anne Institute.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know how they get there. Is it a bus? Is it a van? Is it parent transportation?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a 1A, 2A's?
Mm-hmm.
So I think any time that, my preference would be any time we get a report and it's out of district, I'd like to see the transportation accommodation.
That can be added as a call.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know if there's any other discussion
on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Approval of audit and finance minutes.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the audit and finance meeting minutes from December 16th, 2019.
Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. LaChapelle, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Sixth grade resolution.
We've had a chance to talk about this with a couple of meetings, so I've asked that the actual resolution for board agreement that moving sixth grade back up to the elementary school for the 2020-2021 school year. Would like to recommend the board take action to approve that change.
Do we have a motion on that resolution?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton?
Second.
Second, Mr. Brooks. Any discussion?
I think it's a great idea.
I do too, and I think there was some confusion as to whether the time was going to change or something. We answer that?
The sixth grade students will follow the same schedule that the elementary students follow. We're not going to try to bust them separate with the rest of the students. So we'll follow the elementary calendar.
Any other discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Cooperative Purchasing Program Resolution.
Each year, we ask the Board of Education to continue to participate in the Cooperative Purchasing Program through PROCES. By participating in said program, they have the ability to save a pretty substantial amount of money on a year-to-year basis by buying in bulk with our school district's rep agreement.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a motion for that resolution?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, second?
Second.
Mr. Barber, any discussion? Question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Carried. Fire inspection.
The annual fire inspection was completed back on December 16th. We performed exceptionally well. I'd like to thank our faculty, staff, and certainly our buildings and grounds department for their hard work. We had a couple of minor issues, which are pretty typical, where you know we had some extension cord problems in some classrooms and some extra things on walls. But apart from that, our inspection was very, very well.
Okay, so do we have a motion to approve the fire inspection?
So moved.
Mr. Baker, do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley? Mr. Dudley, sorry. any questions, comments? Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Carried. Cross-country merger resolution.
We are looking to continue our cross-country merger with Granville. This provides our cross-country runners with the opportunity to run as a complete team. This merger has been successful in the past, and we look forward to continuing that for the 2021 school year.
Do we have a motion to approve the merger resolution for cross-country?
So
Mr. LaChapelle, do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Brook? Any questions, comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Senior Trip 2020.
This is a whirlwind senior trip that is being planned this year. These kids and these chaperones will be exhausted. Departing from the high school at 5 a.m., they're going to have the opportunity to see the Boston Freedom Walking Trail. They'll do a duck tour, the New England Aquarium. They'll have lunch, and they're also going to have time to spend in Quincy Market and catch a baseball game. They'll be getting home at about 3 a.m. and sleeping the entire next day.
Do we have a motion to approve the senior trip?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Bart? Oh, that was you. Any discussion? Question? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignation.
Yes, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve Mr. Thomas Forian's resignation for the purpose of retirement. Tom has been our Buildings and Grounds Director for the past few years. He's done an excellent job getting things organized and preparing this position for our next candidate. So we certainly wish Tom well in retirement and thank him for his years of service.
Do we have a motion to approve the resignation of Mr. Ford?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second?
Second.
Mr. Dudley, any discussion?
He's going to be missed.
Yeah. Going to be sorely missed.
He will be missed. He's done a great job.
Come back part-time.
Great job.
I do too.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next, we have Deb Mackey, who has been our Director of Food Services for the past 2 years. Again, an outstanding job, really changed the way we are addressing things in the cafeteria. Deb is moving. She's moving to a new home in a different community and is looking for a new position. Is actually located in a new position, and we again thank Deb for her service to the district.
Do we have a motion to approve the resignation of Deb Mackey?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, second?
Second.
Mr. Brooks, any discussion? She's another, employee that will be extremely missed. She's done a great job in the food service department. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there any other discussion? I'm sorry. No. Okay. Any opposed? Carried. Appointments. Anybody else to go?
Sure.
Yeah.
We have a couple of appointments this evening. The first is Ms. Amanda Martinez. Martinez to the position of substitute food service helper, and Megan Ellis to position of substitute teacher aide, bus aide. Both have the required certifications and have passed fingerprinting.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Norton, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Disposal.
You have some materials here in the district about their usable life for us. You've got a list of IT equipment, as well as a short list of some elementary furniture, which is stored up in the elementary building. That equipment and or materials that still have value, we would look at auctioning the remainder of the disposed stuff.
Do we have a motion to approve those disposals?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, can we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Brooks? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Building use requests.
We have a couple of requests from Lynn Ennie. The first being on March 25th from 5 until 9 for our annual lifeguard certification training updates. And then on April 18th, where we have the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary come and train in our pool. So I'd recommend the board take action to approve both of those.
Do we have a motion to approve those for Ms. Ennie?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, second. Mr. Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And we also have Greta Hochsprung, who is looking to utilize the junior senior high school on several dates and in several locations for her annual dance. What do they call it?
Recital
is the word I'm looking for. I'm not wearing my glasses, so I'm kind of struggling seeing what I have here. So,
do we have a motion to approve that building request?
So moved.
Mr. Brooks, I believe. Do we have a second?
Mr.
Barber. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Item 17.
All right. You have, for your viewing pleasure, you had the opportunity to review many, many copious pages of our PE plan. Hopefully, you've had a chance to really curl up and get to enjoy that. tonight is your first opportunity, first read. We will be doing a second read and approval at the February Board of Education meeting. Are there any questions in reference to the PE plan?
I had one comment.
Okay.
We just took action a few minutes ago to move the sixth grade up to elementary school, and I believe every reference in here is K through 5.
Yeah.
In the document.
In the elementary document, the plan.
Right. Okay. But isn't 6 going to be part of
it? It is, but the plan was written before we did this.
Yeah.
So I did notice that. Yeah, we're going to have an addendum.
And it's all encompassing. Like, it speaks to coaching appointments and how we handle that. And I didn't understand how that fit into a PE.
Basically, anything you roll or throw or hit with an item kind of falls under the PE issue, including recess and other items. So it's pretty, as I said, pretty obvious.
There was a lot of detail in there. I did take time to scan.
Our PE department.
That's what it was.
Yeah, our PE department's been working hard on
that.
Along with our health and wellness committee, we've got a representative working with us from the Glens Falls Hospital as well. So it's been in the making for quite some time.
You could tell there was a lot of work put forth. So thank you for that. Do we have a motion to accept the PE plan?
We're not.
This is
just the read. Sorry. Yep.
You're welcome.
No. Okay. Anything else? Then we're down to.
That's it.
We're down to visitors' comments. Visitors may make comments on present agenda items only. Foster, nothing.
Well, I could go on and on, but we all want to get home.
Thank you for doing that. That was awesome.
Okay, so
I'm disappointed.
I don't have my seat moved like a seat. I just wanted to ask. Excuse me, Mrs. Moore. I would like to add that Tom is going to be missed. We will miss his stories. We will miss his history. I've enjoyed working with him in the last 2.5 years, so I'll let him know that his praises were sung here at the board meeting.
He'll still hear you on 1-1.
That's enough, Mr. Lashaw. I'm done, Mr.
I knew you had something to say. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
6:23. What about Mr. Barber? Mr. Baker? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sounded like my seat is
left. Carrie. Did you speak your time?